So let it be written. So let it be done.
Hello and welcome everybody to Let It Be Written, round three. Tonight's co-judging with us is always Rochelle.
Hello.
And what did we decide on again?
Tregony.
Yeah.
Hello, annyeong, kaha.
Tregony is going to be reading the Treg notes this week.
I love how it's just like somebody reading. I just love it.
I know, it's awesome. And Nani was like a super star this week, mixing majority of the scripts. You guys love some Nani.
No, didn't Chugatree mix like a bunch of stuff too? Like,
I think it was I got two, she got Treg got two, and you got three.
Oh, okay.
Whoa.
Some updates on the actor mixer boards. Ambi's gonna be back next week, guys.
Oh my god. I'm not gonna be acting then. Especially after my performances tonight. Oh my god, they're so bad.
I know, mine are pretty crazy tonight.
I had no time, and I had to be really quiet, so...
Can you believe...
really bad.
Apatheria was in 6 out of the 7 things tonight. So that's gonna be a... Nani's excited, because Nani's super excited for an episode full of Appa.
My god, shut up.
Jeffers has been added to the mixing team, guys.
Woo! Although I'm sad because I want to mix really good stuff too. So.
I'm not. I'm happy.
Go to Jeffers. Wow.
I didn't realize how much longer it is to find your own sound effects. So I'll include in the emails, but from now on in the future, you guys are going to have to provide us with whatever sounds you want. And I'll give you links, or I'll give you the link that I use to find all my sounds, because that's where they come from anyway. And then I guess
if people send you like what they want, I can rip audio from Safari. So like if you guys, I can like help rip audio and stuff like that.
So we don't have to buy them.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Fuck you, Sopa. We got Michelle in the house.
Bitch, please. I'm going to get arrested and spend 20 years in prison. No big deal.
Awesome. I'll visit you and bake you cakes and stuff.
Nah, it won't be 20 years. I was reading this Yahoo article today about this, like, this teenager who killed a girl and, like, she gets paroled at 25. I'm like, what? She killed someone. Come on, America. Anyway.
That's how I feel.
I know. And then, like, people who are, like, pirating shit are, like, in prison for the rest of their life. Okay.
Right.
This round, the theme was sound effects. Yeah, basically you could write a story that took place in the dinosaur age, prehistoric, long, long time ago, or in the space age, future has yet to come. And they were able to request up to 5 sound effects from the mixers. This was also a very smooth week. I actually had all of the completed, things in by yesterday, so I'm just like impressed at like how everything's like working out. It's like
a well-oiled machine.
There you go. Yeah, it's like the cogs are all lining up in place and stuff. So this is nice. I'm ready to start listening. I'm actually excited for a couple of these because I know a couple of them are really good. Like I'm excited
for all of them. Blackjack, don't be a dick.
Oh, there's some I'm not excited for, Nani.
Oh,
yeah. I'm kidding.
I'm so excited.
Michelle's excited. Okay.
With my cheese.
Begin. With. I forgot to say that. First up is Sasia.
Yay.
Tommy! Wash up before dinner! Your father will be here soon.
Oh, Mom, do I have to?
Yes, young man. In this family, we wash up before we sup.
Yes,
Now scoot along now. You don't want the light rays in your purification chamber to be cold. You can even take your favorite robot, Ducky, in to keep you company. Now, wouldn't you like that?
Yay!
Now, doesn't it feel good to be all clean? clean? Oh, that must be your father.
Honey, I'm home.
Hi, Pops. I got an A on my astrophysics test today.
That's my boy.
Welcome home, John.
Mwah. Thanks, honey. Hey, what's a cookin' in the kitchen?
It's dinner. Tonight, I made stuffed dodo bird in white cream sauce with a side of dehydrated potatoes.
My favorite.
Just wait until you see what I have for dessert.
I'm starved. Let's sit down and eat.
Oh, I'll be right back. They should just about be done from the oven.
The oven? Oh, honey, what are we, cavemen? We're in the modern age. We have wonderful technology now. All you have to do is put that sucker in the nourishment zapper and press this button, and you've got yourself a hot meal in 5 seconds.
Aw, dear. I just thought I would do things the nice, old-fashioned way. I made everything by hand tonight, like an old pioneer woman. Doesn't that smell great? Now dig in.
Thank God that science today was able to resurrect the dodo bird. Who knew that they were so delicious?
Today, in school, Kevin said on Mars they eat chicken.
Tommy, don't speak with your mouth full. It's not polite, dear.
Now, Tommy, we didn't raise you to judge other people based on the first thing you hear from people. I've met people from Mars. Sure, they're a little different, but they're kind people.
Yes, sir.
By the way, John, how was work?
I thought you would never ask. I sold 3 hover cars today at the dealership.
That's wonderful!
Way to go, Dad!
We're going to celebrate my 2 special men over dessert! Would you like any more dodo, dear?
Oh, no, I couldn't possibly. I gotta save room for dessert.
I'll bring the pie right out.
Hey, Dad, could we get a puppy?
Now, Tommy, what happened to the puppy we got you last Christmas?
Well, just hear for yourself, Pops. See? All it does is bark now. It doesn't fly through the air and shoot laser beams like it used to.
Darn Parker Brothers making cheap robots. How about this, son? Next Saturday, we'll all go out and buy you a new puppy. One with a bigger jetpack. And this new one will shoot missiles out of its eyes. Not some flashing lights.
Yeah, you're the best, Dad.
Who wants apple pie?
I do.
Oh my God.
I like fucking love you, honey.
The acting in this, like, I know we're not judging, but I freaking love the acting in this. Like, it worked out, like,
it was
so good.
Oh my God.
Like,
are we recording right now?
Yes, we are recording.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize.
Who wants
Nani's
to go?
Nani's voice is hilarious in it.
I knew, Sasia knew, and I knew, because, like, Sasia explained why she chose her actors in her script. And she chose Nani because of her officer Krupke thing.
Oh my
God. Yeah, and I said, like, right after, I'm like, Nani, I want to hear you act. See, we both knew you'd make an awesome little boy. You'd be like Ash Ketchum and all.
Oh
those,
my God.
Yeah. I felt like Ash Ketchum. Eat a Pokemon.
Gonna go get some Pokemon out there.
Rochelle, why don't you go first? I'll go
second,
and then Trega.
Tregany?
Tregany could go third.
Sweet. Okay. So, I said, this feels like a cheesy, like, commercial for, like, family of the future. Like, I don't know. I just love that. It didn't really reveal anything or, like, build. Like, I wasn't, like, it wasn't really, like, about anything. Like, it was just, like, about a family, like, living in the future. Like, it didn't really have, like, a specific, like, plot. And I think that's sort of what made it seem like a commercial to me was that it was highlighting specific things about the era. Like, don't you just love being clean in, like, the, like, you know, purification chamber and, like, you're the best, Dad. I don't know. Like, it didn't like have a lot of like depth or anything. Not that like we asked you to have like a ton of depth in your scripts or anything. But like, I don't know, it would have been interesting if like you had like maybe talked about how like technology has like made the family seem like stranger or something like that. Like it would have been cool to like see like depth like that. But then at the same time, I feel like you were going for comedy. Mm-hmm. So like there doesn't really need to be that. So, I don't know. I really enjoyed it for, like, the comedy of it.
Yeah.
That was a really weird critique. I'm sorry.
No, that I have the exact same notes. I wrote that this was super cute. Like, there wasn't really any conflict with it, but, like, for what it was, yeah. Like, what she was going for, like, I really liked it. I wish I would have known, like, why the family was so happy, because it was, like, kind of at the point where like, well, maybe something's like going on
yeah,
but like I that would probably, I don't want to say it would require a longer script, but like, because I like people have done it on the show, or at least okay. Maybe they have. I think they have. But I like this. I really liked the way she chose to word things, like the pioneers and the caveman and the dodo birds and the robot dog. Like, these are just things I'm writing down and putting LOL next to as I read. And then I haven't heard this. Like, I didn't mix it. I didn't do anything. So, like, hearing the final version, like a lot better. Not a lot better, but, like I completely understand, like, what she went for, and I think she did a really good job with writing, you know, that type of, like, futuristic family style.
Yeah.
Like, just funny setting. All right, so, those are my notes. I liked it. My notes, or not my notes, Trigony's notes.
Trigony? Okay.
Trigony.
Trigony is here. All right. Your script was amusing. There wasn't too much in it to really stand out, aside from the cheesiness. It was stylistically entertaining, but I feel like if you're going to do a retro throwback, then you should be saying something with it. I did like that humanity you brought back that humanity brought back the dodo just to eat it. I like that people who ate chicken were, like, unsavory. That's the kind of social commentary I can get behind. I liked the robot dog lines, too, but I feel like there's more you could have done with this. Nothing really made me bust up laughing, but at least I enjoyed reading it. John's explanation of the food zapper seemed a little peculiar. Like, I can see this being a commercial for the food zapper, but people don't really make demonstrations like that to their families unless the product is new. So I'm guessing the product is new or he was displaying sarcasm. But that's not the first place my brain goes to, since you wanted this to be a 1950s-style sitcom. Family, sorry. But yeah, the only thing that really bothered me was we're in the modern age and we have wonderful technology now. But yeah, that's it. That's my impression of Trigatree.
That was good.
That's exactly what she sounds like.
Isn't it? I win at life.
Oh my god. I wish that was what she actually sounded like. Trig
says it felt like a commercial too, Rochelle. See?
Okay, so my critique wasn't totally off base. I don't feel so bad.
I agree with Trig too. I think when she hears the, like, I don't know. I just think it really works well with the actors and the SFX. Great mixing, Nani, too.
Thank you.
Like when I read the script, it was like, okay, I see where she's going. But then, like, after the actors, it was, like, a lot better, which, yeah.
I wish there was, can I say something, like, as a mixer and stuff like that?
Yeah, you're not robot.
Okay. Robot, well, I meant, like the applause at the end was really funny. And, like, I wish it kind of, like, she would have, like, kind of, like, inserted, like, a laugh track or something, so it could have been a little bit more, like, the Jetsons or something, like, 1960s in the future.
Oh, my
and like,
God,
oh,
I thought it was, like, the Jetsons, too!
Nani used, like, the flying, too!
But, yeah, because, like, the applause was kind of for me.
Now I really want to watch the Jetsons.
I know. Okay, let's continue. Next is Charisse's.
Okay.
Pull yourself together, guys.
That's easy for you to say.
We don't have to listen to you.
Fair enough. Look, I'm sorry about Pepper. I really am, but we can't sit around moping.
He has a fair point, Mary.
We should gather firewood before it gets dark. Come on.
I don't want to.
We're going to starve unless we don't get it together.
You go. I need some time to gather my thoughts.
Okay. Try to get some rest. I'll be back before...
What was that?
Shh. It's probably them.
Them?
Shut up! It'll hear us.
Don't they ever sleep?
They mostly come out in the prehistoric ages. Mostly.
Ugh. Now is not the time.
I was only trying to lighten the mood.
Shut up!
Chill. It's gone. Shut her up, Claire!
Shh. It's okay. Oh. What did you call it again?
Tregosaurus. Because it reminded me of this chick that I used to work with.
Charming.
Shit!
Mary, get up! Get up!
Listen up! Get out of this cave, then run to the forest!
Wait! What the hell are you playing at? You could be killed! Come on, girl, get your shit together! The entrance will be blocked.
No! I can't do this anymore. You are a good friend, Claire, but I need control. I told you we never should have applied for the tests. I told you! Who cares about money when science is imperfect? Oh, Mary's being paranoid. It'll be easy, Mary. Easy? You think it's easy to pick the blue pill from a pile of red? If I run, I get ripped apart by fucking dinosaurs. If I stay, I get crushed to death. And you know what? I'm sucking the sugar-coated shit off both pills and taking the white.
You are not going to die. Listen to me.
This is too much. Goodbye.
Stop it! Let go. Let go now! Mary, please stop. Just let you die? You're going to be fine. You're just sleeping. Sleeping.
Okay.
Are we recording now?
Now we're recording.
Okay.
God. Can I say... can I just say as a mixing note?
Yeah.
Like, I was listening to these lines, like, all the way through, just, you know, to do it. And then when Valk screamed at the very end, like, I jumped out of my chair and, like, ripped my headphones off. I'm like, what the? It really scared me. Not scared me, but it was, like, a shocker. I guess it's my turn to go first. Rochelle choked herself in this?
Yep.
Keep it at home, Rochelle.
That was a little awkward for me.
Why?
I don't know. Like, I'm trying to picture how you would choke yourself.
Like, recording or?
No. Like,
oh.
Like, it's script wise. Like, in the scene. It was funny.
Oh, I thought you meant, like, recording. And I was like, well, you kind of just.
No, recording I could see, but, like.
Hand on your throat.
I was just like, okay, is this, like, a funny script or. I don't know.
No, it's intense, dude.
Yeah, I wrote that. That's one of my notes that says intense, like, the writing was intense. Like, there was a lot of caps. I liked how in the script, I mean, you didn't really do this too much in the scene, but in the script you explained how you went to the future and back, but you didn't really explain that at all in the scene, or kind of like really why they were crying. I felt you could have done a better job of explaining like Pebbles and the fact that they're back in time now and stuff. The screen. I like the mixing notes he said. Like, she wrote, like, a mini paragraph. She's like, all right, I want this huge scream. I want the listeners to jump out of their chairs, like, after the five-second pause. Did you guys jump out of your chairs?
I jumped out of my coffin.
Rochelle didn't, but Nani jumped out of her coffin. Rochelle was prepared. That's why. Rochelle turned her volume down. She's like, okay, here comes...
I was like, I'm ready. It was kind of like, ugh, stop it.
Yeah. It was ear splitting.
Yeah.
That's all me though. That's all me. Okay.
It's all your fault, Blackjack.
I get, I know. And then I was kind of a little like when after Appa died, like, and you went into your monologue, like, I liked your monologue, like, what it was about, but I just thought it was a little weird that, like, Appa just died, and then you don't really acknowledge it at all. Your character just starts, like, monologuing. But yeah, those are my notes.
They don't care about him, I don't think.
Yeah, no.
That's why.
No, he's a jerk who they don't have to listen to. Okay. Nani. Tregnani, yes.
Oh my god, we're never gonna get this right.
I will get it, I promise.
Okay. I like the premise a lot. We don't have to listen to you seems a little awkward. I feel like Claire's sudden shift to he's right is a little unmotivated. Michael didn't give reason. He just said, we can't sit around moping. And she's like, oh yeah, sure, totally cool. Emotional trauma of dead girl is gone. The shift from Michael to Claire as the sort of voice of reason seems really strange because of that. They mostly come out in the prehistoric ages was also a bit awkward. I really like the mood you're setting with the dinosaur effects. It's very reminiscent of the scene in Jurassic Park with the raptor and the kids to me. I also love dinosaurs being named after me. I kind of buy the ending, so I'm not going to give you much shit about it because I really like the concept. It's within Mary's character to do what she did, and I like that Claire is still trying, though I think the you're just sleeping was a little cliche. I think you're just really amazing at setting dark tones, and I really admire that about you.
Mm-hmm.
Bam.
I like your... whatever.
Yeah, like, yeah.
She put, like, an emoticon, like, a super happy one in there, so...
Oh.
That's good. Keep doing that. Okay.
Yeah, I said that I really liked this. I love that it's, like, super fucked up. But I agree. That was a creepy laugh. I'm sorry. I was like... but I agree.
That's a creepy laugh, and then Nani tries to show you up.
With her, like, cackle, her witch's cackle. I was like... I don't know. This was... Blah, blah, blah. This was sort of... Like, I love the ending a lot. I agree that it was sort of strange that they didn't really acknowledge that Apatheria was, like, all of a sudden, like, gone. Like...
just, don't like, care about him.
Yeah, I was like, bye, girl.
Yeah, or whatever. And, like, he just, like, was
dead.
He
had such an epic scream, too. You can't
I know.
Miss it.
And then I'm like, no. I mean, like, I understand, like, where Mary's coming from. I guess they don't really care about him. But I wish she had been like, oh, my God, like, now that he's dead, we definitely have no idea what we're doing, sort of. Like.
Oh, mm-hmm.
But I agree, like, with Tregatree in that I felt like it was appropriate that Mary killed herself. I kind of liked the sleeping thing. I don't know. I liked it. It was cliche, but it was, like, a good cliche. I don't know. I liked that. Mm-hmm. I agree that it did need a little bit more, like, precedent, like, what they were doing there. The Pepper thing was okay to me. Like, look, I'm sorry about Pepper, but we can't sit around moping. Like, I totally understand that, like, obviously Pepper was, like, the like... daughter, I think it was in the description, mm-hmm. but like, I mean, either way, not knowing that Pepper's the daughter, you still get this sort of like, okay, Pepper was obviously someone important to them and they're upset about it and that's where they're going. So that didn't bug me. It was more just like, why are they there? That bothered me. Like, which you kind of tried to explain in my monologue, like we should never have applied for the test or whatever. Hello?
Hello? Oh my God.
Blackjack?
Okay, because, like the ultimate goal for like, the show, it's like a radio play show. That was, like, my intent for it. Like, I know a lot of it's focused on writing, but, like, I want it to be, like, writing radio plays. So, like, the audio does, like, play some, like role in, like, it needs to be clear, like, what's happening. And that's kind of, I don't know, it's just a little weird for me. So, that's what I wanted to say.
Is that all?
That's all.
Like,
that's
are you all. At? Okay.
Next up is Janie Gurley 07. 09.
Woo!
Okay.
Okay.
I never meant for this to happen. I didn't know things could get so out of hand. That little fire was never supposed to spread so far. But it always does. Always. Oh, what?
Good morning, Starlight. It's time to wake up and face this glorious day.
Shut up, Calder.
Come on, Ken. Today's our first day on the ship. And if I don't annoy the hell out of you, then you'll sleep through its takeoff.
Fine. Wow, look at that.
Some spaceship, right? And we finally get to ride it! 4 years of intergalactic law enforcement training will finally pay off, my friend. Today, Kenny, my boy, today is the first day of the rest of our lives.
Will you please stop being so cheesy?
Not today, my friend, for today is the first...
Shh, they're about to start.
Thank you all for showing up on time. New recruits, today is the first day of the rest of your lives.
See?
She's using cliches as well.
Will you just be quiet?
Before we leave, everyone must get their supplies from me, and then we shall depart. Please come when I call you. Agent Calder.
That's me. See you on the inside, Ken.
Yeah, right behind you.
Agent Kennett?
Yes, ma'am?
Here's your uniform, helmet, laser gun, boots, first aid kit, light. Lighter.
Ma'am, I can't have a lighter.
Nonsense. You've been trained well enough, and I'm sure you can handle it.
No, you don't understand. I can't be trusted with one. You've seen my records. You know I can't be in possession of a lighter.
I have read your records several times, and I know all about your predicament. However, there will be no special treatment here. You will take your necessary supplies, all of them, or you can leave. Your choice.
But I...
Glad to see you made it. What took so long?
Huh? Oh, it was, nothing.
All right, everyone, please buckle up and secure your belongings. And we will reach our destination in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Was that it?
Yeah. I guess the new planet wasn't that far away.
Everyone, please exit the ship in an orderly fashion. Now, before you go, please know this. This planet isn't very different from ours. Just be careful and try to keep the peace as you were trained to do. Now move out!
Now let's see. Who do you think needs help first? Well, that didn't take long. Come on, man. Let's go.
Sure thing.
Hey now, is everything all right?
No. And it never will be as long as you humans are here.
No! No, 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 no. Come on. Speak to me, man. Come on. Come on. Please don't die, man. No.
He's dead, you stupid alien. And now it's your turn.
No! I've killed her. They're dead. They're all dead. I killed them. Everyone I care about. Mom. Dad. Calder. Why me? Why do I have this curse? I can't take it.
Fine.
I need it. Fine. I need the light. It won't go away until I see the light. Until I see it burn. Dear lighter, don't fail me now. Burn! 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 Burning! Everything burns!
What have you done? What have you...
I never mean to kill anyone. The fire was never meant for them. It was meant for me. But in the end, no matter who starts the fire, we all become ashes.
Okay, that was Janie Girly 09's. Yeah.
Oh, God. No one's ever going to pick me as an actress after that performance.
I'm gonna say the backhanded compliment. That was so much better than I thought it would be. Sorry, but it was. I liked it.
Like, no, I agree.
Okay. Like, it's weird, like, when you're acting, like, it's hard to imagine.
Is Nani first on this one?
Yeah. It's actually Tregnani, right?
Yeah, get it right, Rochelle. God, what's up?
Sorry.
Get it together. I can't be dealing with this amateur shit, okay? I'm kidding. I love you. Don't leave me ever. Okay.
I like the concept behind yours.
I really like high concept ideas in general. I think you could have done more to better explain Kennet's history. I also think it was a little weird that killing a random alien who killed his best friend spurred him into pyromania. It would be fine if it had been handled a different way, but since he went on a rant about killing everyone he's ever loved, it just seemed really bizarre. There were a couple of places where you should have written in more footsteps and things like that, and in fairness to everyone else, I didn't put them in where they sounded necessary to me unless written. I really enjoy scripts from a mixing point of view that allow me to experiment with interesting sounds, so I loved mixing yours, and I had to stop myself from adding in more SFX. However, I don't believe that style is a valid excuse for sloppy writing, as interesting as it can make it an otherwise boring story. I'm not saying yours was, by the way. I actually really like the character interaction between Kennet and Calder. I think your casting of Rochelle as the captain was a little bizarre, but that's only because I have trouble hearing Rochelle in, like, strict settings. It's okay, I love you, babe.
I thought Rochelle made a fine sky captain. World of tomorrow.
I do too. But then again, why would we ever want to miss a death scene as epic as hers? I love you, Rochelle. I really do. But my God, woman, you had me rolling on the floor. I know you had to be quiet. Do you have something against commies? Is that why you wanted the alien to be Russian? Yeah, huh? Anyways, I also had one more note, and that is that I was confused about if I should put, like, effects on Rochelle's voice part of the time to sort of set the mood a little better, but I wasn't sure if she was talking directly to them a lot of the time or if she was on, like, a PA or something. Mostly for her lines about taking off, ... So, yeah.
Good. Rochelle, you're alive.
I arrive. No, I was... Okay, can I just, like... Yeah, I need to just, like, help myself out in this situation. Yeah, I was quiet because I had a lot of classes and, like, not a lot of time, and I don't know. I didn't have a lot of time this week at all. Like, my notes for this week are so bad, too, for the judging. So that's why the screen was just not there.
Okay, we forgive you.
So I'm really sorry. But anyway... this was a lot better than I expected it to be as well. It seems to build, like, too quickly, and, like, I felt like if there was, like, a blatant reason why he shouldn't be given a lighter, then, like, why was he given a lighter? I know that they were like, oh, like, you're trained, whatever, you can handle it, but, like, actually, no. Like, I feel like that wouldn't happen.
Like, not give Canada lighter.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I feel like they'd, like, respect that. Like, if it was, like, on a file or something. Like, if he was like, oh, I can't use a lighter, then maybe not. But, like, if it's, like, official, then I feel like they wouldn't.
Yeah, because she did say you read my reports or...
Yeah,
records.
So, like, that was confusing to me. And then, yeah, I agree with Tregatree. I wanted more backstory about, like, why he was, like this and stuff. And I did feel like his best friend dying was a little, like... was a strange trigger, but yeah, those were my main notes.
Okay, I wrote, while reading, starting in media res, I'll have to see how this works out after I'm done listening. I thought it worked out, didn't confuse me, but always, like, when reading scripts, it's just a little awkward, like, anyway, but this is a radio play contest, so that's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. I felt Kennet was a little mean to Calder in the beginning. Maybe it's just me, because I am Mr. Congeniality after all. I would never be so mean to a friend of mine like that. But
never.
But I like how in the script you yourself acknowledged that the lines were cheesy and cliche, because then that helped me, like, establish, okay, she's not being serious with it. She's kind of, like, joking around with the characters themselves. My inner monologue felt really awkward, like, because, like, I feel like a lot of times the writers, they'll explain, like, this awesome huge story, like, before the scene, and then in the scene, it's hard to, like, kind of convert it, like, because, like, as actors, we know, like, they'll give us a backstory, like, we know Like, they'll say, oh, your mom died, or you did this and this and this. But then, like, in the scene, it's weird. Like, I think it's hard. Like, I haven't done it myself, but, like, there's this, like, trend of, like, I think writers who just need to do a better job of conveying, like, the whole story that they want to tell instead of just telling, like, certain parts. You guys already said you wanted more backstory as to why Kenneth was afraid of the lighter, but that's all my notes. That's it. I'm done with Jenny Gully. Okay, you guys are so quiet. You're creeping me out.
I'm just creepily listening to you, Blackjack, and the sexiness of your voice.
Mm. Oh, yeah, that's... I wasn't even nominated. Naughty.
I would have voted for you. God.
Can you believe it?
I know. I'm so glad you're, like, overage, because I'd feel, like, totally weird creeping on you.
People have only said my voice is cute, never sexy. I wasn't even nominated for that. I wasn't even... Okay, let's go on to, Alana's next.
Yeah, and then I'll just hug Blackjack in the meantime.
Okay, hug. I'm giving you an air hug. Alana.
King Arthur, Mordred's taken the queen aboard his flagship. He's threatening to kill her if you don't duel with him for the throne. He'll broadcast your execution across the entire planet.
Damn it! If he does that, all the knights will lose their will to fight. He'll just blow us out of the sky.
Go, my lord. Take my shuttle and save her.
But I can't leave. The Camelot is the only thing keeping Mordred's starships from attacking Albion's surface directly.
I'll keep the space station running. Just go. Guinevere needs you. You're the only one who can save her.
The planet? My people? Thank you, Lancelot. There is no one else I would trust with Camelot's care in my absence. Lancelot, if I should face Mordred and die, there is something you must do for me.
Name it.
The right of conquest means that, in my death, with no heir closer to the throne than him, Mordred would inherit rule of Albion. I cannot let this happen. Whatever the price, I cannot let Mordred become a legal tyrant to my subjects. If I lose this duel, the Excalibur Ray is primed and ready to be fired.
But Guinevere, she'll still be on his ship.
If I die, do you really think that Mordred will leave her alive? With my death, he breaks Albion's sovereignty. But with her death, he breaks its soul. Lancelot, if he becomes king, the planet will descend into a civil war. What else has my rule been for, if not to unite this planet so that its people would not experience such horrors ever again? I need to know, Lance. Can I count on you to do this?
I am forever your loyal knight, Your Highness.
And my dearest friend. Thank you. I can face Mordred without fear, knowing that you're behind me.
Good luck, Arthur.
Don't look so furious, Your Highness. Rage is unbecoming for a queen.
Arthur will never let you get away with this, Mordred. The only thing this broadcast will display is your death at his hands.
You'll never get away with this, Mordred. My God! Did they teach all of Arthur's lackeys to speak in such stock phrases? You're pathetic. Your whole planet is pathetic. Treating my uncle like he's some sort of golden savior. Invaluable. Unimpeachable. Well, soon they'll see that I am not the tyrant. Soon they'll see the Arthur that I know.
If you think you can win the crown by killing him...
This isn't about the crown. This is about justice. Can't you idiots understand? He killed my mother. His own sister, banished to Albion's wasteland and married off to a slovenly, lecherous old baron. And why? To unite the planet under his rule. To ensure that Morgana, my mother, who had just as much right to the throne as he, could not take it from him.
Morgana was a treacherous snake, just as much as you.
My mother did not deserve to die like that. Wasting away in the cold, alone, loveless, except for my company. She is not the betrayer. Arthur betrayed her, and now my uncle will know how that feels. Here he comes now. Cameras on!
Mordred, let her go!
Uncle Arthur, how kind of you to come on the show. Say a word of greeting to your adoring Albion public.
You cannot win, Mordred! Even if I die here, the Excalibur Ray will make sure you and the rest of the crew on the ship go with me. I won't let you throw Albion into chaos, and I won't let you hurt Guinevere!
Ah!
It's over, Mordred! You've lost! Either turn your fleet around and leave Albion forever, or die here!
You still don't get it, do you? You think you've won! You think it's over! As if I'd risk the outcome on a single sword fight!
What are you talking about? Speak! Speak, damn you!
Of course I knew you wouldn't let me win here. Of course I knew you'd tell your precious Captain Lancelot to destroy me if you lost. But you still don't understand. I don't want you to die, dear uncle. I want you to burn! I want you to feel the same betrayal my mother felt when you cast her out! The burn that comes from realizing that the betrayal you suffer comes from the ones you love most!
No, Mordred!
Finally! Finally somebody sees! Someone finally understands! Oh, Your Majesty, you're not as much of an idiot as I thought you were! Such pity, then, that you'll still have to die.
Don't you dare lay a hand on her!
I'm not going to kill her, Arthur. You are. With the entire planet of Albion as a witness.
What?!
Your precious queen has been unfaithful, Uncle. Your wife and your beloved Captain Lancelot. While you are down on Albion arranging peace between the regions, there on Camelot, sneaking into your still warm bed. You worry about me corroding your rule, but it's already rotten to the core.
No, you're lying.
Ask her yourself. I can provide the proof if she denies it.
Gwen, tell him. Tell him it's not true.
Arthur, I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. We didn't want to hurt you.
See? Do you see, Uncle? Even your enemies show more honor than your friends.
Shut up! Shut up! Guinevere, how could you? I loved you. And Lancelot, I loved you both. How could you? You betrayed me. My wife and my best friend betrayed me. Why? Why did you do this?
I'm sorry, Arthur. We're in love. We fell in love. We didn't mean to. Please. We never wanted you to feel this way.
Lies! They never wanted to be caught. That's what she really means. What was your plan, witch? Would you wait until your husband had succeeded? Until all of Albion was united under one crown and your right to rule secure? Until threats like me had been eliminated entirely? And then you'd kill him, wouldn't you? You'd kill him, and your lover would take his place!
No.
Why not? He's already the leader of Arthur's army. How many knights on the Camelot do you think are protecting his life as we speak, now that his crime is revealed? How many do you think are fighting to keep their captain from justice, choosing Lancelot over Arthur, just as you did?
Why? God damn it, Gwen, why?
Kill her, Arthur. Kill them both. Dig out the roots of treachery in your own kingdom. It's the only way to prevent your knights from splitting. To maintain control of your kingdom.
Arthur, please.
Kill her!
Don't do it!
Kill her!
I can't. I can't do it! Gwen! Gwen! I love you!
I'm sorry.
People of the planet Albion.
No.
Today you see what I knew all along. Your kingdom is built on lies and betrayal. The betrayal of a king by his queen and commander. The betrayal of a sister by her brother for the throne. Under such a rule, the golden age of Albion now lives and cannot last. You need a ruler who can uncover the lies at its foundation and bring them to an end. A strong king who can't be blinded by sentimentality.
A king who can be merciful. Uncle, go back to your shuttle and leave. Take your whore with you. Return to Camelot and deal with your knights. Your death will bring me nothing. My victory has already been secured.
No, you... Okay, that was Alana's script.
Yeah, it's me.
Rochelle, take it away.
Alana, I really liked this. This is, like, my favorite so far. I think you did an amazing job of, like, getting me into the story and, like, making me, like, understand where you were coming from, like, having a really solid backstory, but then also just, like, taking me on this journey with your characters. Like, it was really engaging and really enjoyable, and I like, want you to make this a full radio play. And the acting was great. I loved it.
I'm gonna go through my notes one by one. Okay. All right, your name selections are super cute touch, like the Excalibur Ray, and like how she's taking this medieval feel and like put it in the future. I thought that was cute. And then I wrote, I feel for this, you know, capital feel. The reveal, oh my gosh, this is good. Oh shit, the very end, this is so cool. Like, I don't know, I really liked, like, your characters, like, I really felt for them, like, while reading. Like, it was really interesting to, like, read this. I love the words you chose, particularly, slovenly lecherous. Like, I wasn't sure if I wanted to do, like, a British accent, because, I don't know, it's like, I do this weird thing. Like, I don't do a British accent, I just do this, whatever I hear in my head.
It's kind of like this weird thing.
It's like, whatever I hear in my head, that's what I do. It's like, half British, half, I think, Dylan described it, I did this accent... for something, I can't remember exactly, but he said it's like if David Bowie had a love child with like someone else. I was like, yes, that's what it would be. But yeah, when I read slovenly lecherous, I'm like, oh, I have to do this with an accent now. Like, there's no way I could say that combination without an accent. Like, I love the irony with this. Like, Arthur killed his wife so he can maintain control of his kingdom, but then he ended up losing it, and then in the beginning, how he was, like, foreshadowing with the camera and everything, it was, like, oh, I did have one nitpick, though. My nitpick. Some of these lines, like, reminded me of, The Dark Knight, specifically when he said, like, you think I'd, like, when, after Mordred lost the battle, he's like, you think I'd leave this up to a single sword fight? Like, in The Dark Knight, I think the Joker says, like, you think I'd leave this battle for Gotham's soul up to a last fight? Maybe it's just coincidence. And then, also when Mordred goes, kill you, I don't want to kill you, or whatever. That kind of reminded me when the Joker's like, what would I do without you? No. Okay, anyway. Okay. Okay. Chegnany.
Okay. I totally dig the use of Arthurian characters in a futuristic setting. I've only seen the names and the fact that there's broadcasting amongst planets. Okay, moving on. The Excalibur Raid made me laugh. I am amused by your complaint about SFX, but there are other ways to represent a change of scene other than giant pauses. It's just a mood change. People will understand that it's a different locale for the purposes of this contest. Mm. Either that or don't do it. I like that Mordred kind of reminded me of Drek. Who's Drek? I don't know.
Oh, my God. That's Drek from Act It Seasons 1 and 2. Yes, he does. Okay. Anyway.
I don't get it, but I...
It was like, I think Motley Fool or Rye Guy's character.
Whatever, I'll be creeping on it later.
Okay.
Oh my God, Albion. I love your illusions, Alana. I will never understand the concept of we didn't want to hurt you. Then why do it? That's not a critique against your writing. That's a critique against just this common thought that we seem to have about not telling people things to save them as a society. It's silly. Just a formatting note, make sure if lines run off the page that you hit enter to give them the same page. Otherwise, it's very difficult for the actors. I feel like since you are using an archetype we're all extremely familiar with, you could have taken a few original turns with the dialogue and story just to really provide cause for it, because you have basically rewritten King Arthur into space times. I like to see people do more with adaptation than just rewrite it to fit a new setting, and I think that's fully within your power because you're a great writer. All in all, this was pretty solid, though, because if nothing else, it was consistent.
Legit. 202Q. What does 202Q stand for?
Too legit to quit.
Oh, you guys like said that at the same time.
I win, Rochelle. Screw you.
I love the people in the chat who, like, don't know what that means, and now they
shut
feel
up.
Dumb.
Oh my god, I was doing, like, hand motions. Like, doing the L.
Two L. How do you do a Q?
No, it's like, you don't do Q, you do, like, the, like, chop off your head motion with your hand or something.
Oh, like, quit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like,
okay.
Quit it.
Okay. Speaking of quitters, you know Copper quit this week? I don't think
what
I mentioned that.
Yeah, what an asshole.
What the fuck is that about? Maryland.
I know, right?
Wait, is he from Maryland?
Speaking of non-quitters, you know who's up next?
Who is up next?
Dylan Collins.
That ditch?
Too well, too cute. I just made a slicing motion with my neck.
I felt
or
it.
My hand. Over my neck.
For some reason, I just really wanted to make a comment about, like... I don't know. Never mind.
Do
okay.
it! Oh.
No, let's go. I'm ready.
Dude. We made it!
What year is it?
It's the year 4000, and weed has gotta be legal by now.
Fuck weed! Think of what other shit must be available by now.
I can't even wait.
Open this bitch up!
Whoa. There's, like, nothing here.
Do you think the bomb hit, like in Fallout 3?
Oh, I hope not. I suck at that game.
Fuck! A super mutant!
We're not in Fallout 3. This is a time machine, not some dimensional transporter.
It's the year 4000. Anything could have happened. We have no idea what that was!
Well, let's think. What are possible scenarios?
We're in Fallout 3?
Aside from that...
We're on Mars.
But, like, if we were on Mars... We'd be dead.
Because of super mutants?
No. Because we couldn't breathe and shit.
You can't shit on Mars?
What if we're in someone's stomach?
Whoa.
What?
What if, like, Rosie O'Donnell ate the world?
You guys are idiots!
Dude, what the fuck is that?
It's a dragon! We're in Skyrim!
That's a T-Rex!
How?
Never mind, how? Let's get out of here!
There's a cave over there!
Well, let's go! It smells like piss in here.
Steven, you moron! We did not travel to 4000 AD!
Oh, no.
What?! But my calculations are perfect!
Perfectly fucked! We're in BC! BC, Steven!
Yeah, BC! Before Call of Duty, idiot!
We've got bigger problems right now. Look!
Steven! It followed us!
We're gonna die!
Everyone, relax! It can't get into the cave. Hey there, Mr. Terrible Lizard.
You gotta sex it, dude.
I am not having sex with it.
No, like, stick your finger in its cloaca. Find out if it's a boy or a girl.
What possible purpose would that serve, Mike?
Scientific research and shit.
We're in a cave, and a fucking dinosaur is trying to eat us. Why would we want to find out if it's a boy or a girl? It doesn't matter, Mike!
One of you guys do something!
Punch it in the eye.
I'm not sticking my hand anywhere near that thing.
Then kick it in the eye.
No, we're just gonna wait here until it goes away.
Does anyone have an Xbox? We could play Fallout 3.
Hey, Dylan.
Amazing.
Yes, I think I'm first on this.
Yeah.
You've
got everything, Blackjack.
Oh, yeah. No, That's so... Okay. Dylan, that was a funny start. Great way to set the tone. I wrote down from the beginning. I was chuckling the entire time I was reading along with the script. Dylan, I think you specifically have, like, a great way of capturing quirky dialogue, and you remind me of the modern-day Abbott and Costello, or whoever wrote their stuff, that's what I put. Because, like the things he says, it's very, like, I don't want to say slapstick, but it's very, like, I don't know, it's like, it reminds me of Who's on First, like, that sketch. And one little thing, a nitpick, when they were in the cave, and Apple was like, oh, look, it found us, like, you didn't include any sound effect there, and I wanted so bad to, like, do like a T-Rex coming in. From my count, you only used 4 sound effects because you had roar 1 and then roar 2, and I kind of like used the same roar, but I guess that's my fault. But anyway, that's my only nitpick, that there should have been a sound effect when they were in the cave and like the T-Rex was exposing its cloaca. That was
hilarious.
You can't shit on Mars, man.
That's Nani's favorite line.
That was the best. That and the cloaca bullcrap. Like, why do you know that? Why do you know that?
Scientific research and shit. No.
That was so funny.
Chegnani, your turn.
Okay. I love like the way you think. Oh my god, you always have like such interesting concepts that's like just sort of take me aback, and I wish I had thought of them. You're also the king of pop culture references. You gotta sex it, dude. Made me die. I wish this had a better ending because the meat of it was hilarious. I also felt like this was really short and I totally wanted more. I think you could have thought of a better ending, but I'm at least very entertained by everything before it.
I forgot to mention the Fallout 3 and Call of Duty references. Maybe a little.
Oh my god!
Oh, those were
good. Call of Duty made me die. BC, that was amazing. This was really funny, Dylan. Is it my turn? Am I jumping the gun on this? Okay, I just like loved this so much. Like, I don't know. I thought it was absolutely hilarious. Great way to like start the scene. I just thought it was really funny. I agree that it could have ended a little differently. I'm not sure how I would end it. I think partially, too, I would have liked it if, like, I think I would have liked the ending more if, like, there had been more of a pause between, no, we're just going to wait here until it goes away. Like, beat. Mm-hmm. Does anybody have an Xbox? We could play Fallout 3. Like, and I feel like that was kind of that's not your fault. That was, like, an actor mixing fault, sort of. Sorry, Blackjack, Flash Sky. Not trying to, like, call you out or anything.
He did not say 4-second pause like a lot of other people did. Dylan's fault. Dylan's...
But, like, yeah, I don't know. I loved I'm not going to have sex with it, if it's a boy or girl. I don't know. It was really funny. It was one of my other favorites of the night. So, good job.
Good job, Dylan. Okay. Next up, guys, is Choro. Who's that?
Tatru.
Sikono. 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 Nani's like lost.
Churwung.
All right, Mother. I'll go fetch some water. I'll be back soon.
Come back soon? I've already fetched the greens for today's dinner.
Every single day I find myself walking to and from this river, as if it's all my life depends on. Yeah, everything around me is gorgeous and just amazing, but at the same time, so dull. Call me crazy, but we're not going to be able to live like this forever, you know. I mean, look at us. We're so boring. Every day we scrounge for plants in the forest, retrieve water from the river, and... well, yeah, that's it. We can't just depend on simple nature and live our whole life with only nature in our eyes. We have to put precedence on more important things other than nature and its gifts. Yeah, I know I'm a broken record, so I'll just say it one last time. I'm sick of living like this. One day, I'm gonna change how we live forever. I'm gonna make life interesting for once. What the hell? This isn't... But a dinosaur shouldn't be around here. I've never dealt with one before. Should I run? Should I hide? Should I... Oh my god, the elder told me once that I'm not supposed to draw attention to myself. Darn it! What am I supposed to do?
Fred, stop making a fool of yourself. I didn't raise a weakling.
Father! Oh, hello. I'm sorry about the scare. I didn't mean to...
Fred, you spilled the water. Go and retrieve more.
Oh, you're right. I'll just go get some...
Who do you think you are, being scared of a rustling bush? There is no shame greater than a son who is frightened by every part of nature.
Father, with all due respect, I don't get scared of everything in nature.
You always talk about how you're so bored of your lifestyle, of nature. But you know what, son? I've told you this a million times, and yet you still go on and on about it. I see you when you think you're alone. You always fear the omnivores on the land, the large fish in the water, even the pterodactyls in the sky. You speak big, but you fall into the same category as the rest of the males in the area. You are too afraid to leave this small lifestyle. You can't confront the fish in the sea, the birds in the air, or the dinosaurs on the land, and you...
Stop! You don't understand! There is more to life than hiding and living silently in nature and this stupid, monotonous lifestyle!
No! You don't understand! I wouldn't mind if my son were aiming for a better life. By all means, go ahead! But you're too afraid. The little ones that play jumping bone jacks on the plateau are more adventurous and willing to go for an exciting life than you.
You're right. But there's no way I can change how I feel. Even though I'm not acting on what I'm saying, what I'm thinking is my true wish. I yearn for a change
and
I...
You can think whatever you want, son. But no one cares. Don't bring down our pack's morale by being such a negative dinosaur. We, as herbivore dinosaurs, can only depend on the plants and water.
The humans must also feel annoyed by this monotonous lifestyle, as they must hide from the larger dinosaurs as well.
And that's Chocorno! Choro! Tregnani, you're first.
Okay. Tregnani. This is going to be super fast, so... You can just slow it down later. The script was kind of disappointing. I feel like the plot was very broad and uninteresting and not very well thought out way. It's not very natural to talk like the people in the script, which I think shows the acting is everything is the acting everyone is doing. You had a couple of typos, and again, I cannot stress this enough. You're in a competition. When you don't put in the work, it shows. Sometimes you might get lucky and write something brilliant, but you can't expect that every time. Actually, I think the main problem is that it doesn't make a lot of sense. Okay, I get that the adolescent is afraid of nature. You kind of drove that point into the ground, and painfully so, but it just ... So this is a case where being vague to show off a twist at the end is kind of done poorly. Oh, whoops. You're incredibly repetitious. It feels like you're just trying to fill up 3 minutes. And, like, a lot of the wording here is really awkward. There are several ways to build up a twist, and this isn't it. This is just vague and anticlimactic. One thing that really would have helped to flavor this is to come up with actual terms. You say nature more times in this than I want to bother counting. If you're going to refer to them as a pack, you can do that earlier. You can phrase things like a more archaic civilization would. We'll still not suspect that they're dinosaurs, well, unless you're me. But I kind of figured out your twist when I read the monologue. Don't pull an M. Night Shyamalan. Not everything needs to have a twist. It just needs to be engaging and interesting, and this was neither. Also, general note, putting just footsteps, in my opinion, is totally cheating. Why? Well, do you hear a difference between walking on snow, leaves, dirt, or wood? I had to stop myself from changing the footsteps between leaves, dirt, and mud, and instead just stuck with deepening mud sound. Also, you might want to tell the people reading your script what kind of footsteps. Also, I'm sorry, I really have a beef to pick with your summary. It makes no sense in context of the story you wrote. Why were you trying to mislead the people who are trying to put together your script in audio form? You want us to know what's going on so everyone else can know, too. I didn't even realize the script was not only did you mean for the stream to fade in, but also to fade out, and that's not what was supposed to happen, then I'm still trying to wrap my head around where Fred's dad came from. Also, if you're going to name a character, you should probably change adolescent to Fred. Oh my god, there's like 3 more paragraphs. Super fast, excited, visualize the disclaimer at the end of the medicine commercials. This doesn't make any sense. I don't understand why you would ever guide an actor to talk as emotionally as a disclaimer for a line that is supposed to be excited. Do they ever sound excited at the end of those commercials? Okay, so last week we had a problem with someone, which I don't really remember who, ending their script on an unnecessary line instead of just leaving it on a button. With your script, you don't even have a button, really so much as sort of kind of twist. I do not understand why. Adolescent, the humans must also feel just as annoyed about this monotonous lifestyle as they must hide from the larger dinosaurs as well. Is necessary unless you meant to write more, and even then, why on earth would you want to write more when you were already wasting space? Also, good God, I'm sorry, the script really irritated me. If you're writing the script into the script, wow, huh, this character is just a broken record, then maybe, just maybe, here's a thought, you stop what you're doing and just start over. If you're in a rut where your character is going nowhere, then no one wants to read or listen to it. You need to have levels. Yeah, you're probably just used to hearing that from me when talking about acting, but it's a storytelling tactic in general. People want to see change, they want to see progress, they want to see the journey. They don't care about the ending if the journey is pretty bitchin'. I mean, sure, it helps to have a kick-ass ending, but that's not what people are going to remember it for, unless that is the only reason to watch, hear, read your story. Again, do not be M. Night Shyamalan. He ruined Avatar. You don't want to ruin Avatar, do you?
Ruined Avatar.
Oh my god.
Is that it?
Wow.
Yes.
I'm just wondering when Tregatree's critique ended and Nani's critique started.
No, that was...
I know. That was all Nani Sukuna. That was awesome.
Yeah, no, I hate you.
Tregatree has her pen's like on fire.
For real, this is serious.
I like don't really have anything else to say. Like, I don't know. She said a lot of the things that I felt. Like, the commercial thing was kind of strange. And, like, yeah, like, it didn't really go anywhere for me. Like, it wasn't, I don't know, like, it wasn't, it didn't have a ton of levels, and it seemed cliche, like, the teenager, like, in the, like, monotonous lifestyle. And, like, I liked the twist at the end, but, like, I don't know. I don't really have anything else to say, because Tragetree kind of, like, said everything.
I didn't have this as one of my notes, but now that you guys mentioned it, I might as well mention it. Giving that much direction towards an actor hurts sometimes, because I didn't want to have to read it like that. The Appa, oh, this was a note I made after. Appa makes a really scary, boring dad.
I know.
Good job, Appa. Like, I like the way he took that. Like, he kind of made the character, since the character likes being so boring, I like how he made his lines kind of boring. Anyway, the father was saying, like, you're too afraid and not adventurous. And then the kid was saying, like, I'm tired of being so boring and monotonous, and I want more. I just don't understand why, if he wants more so much, why doesn't he just do it? Why is he so afraid? Why?
Yeah.
If he's not afraid to talk back to Appa as a dad, you know, what's more scary than that, right? I would not. He'd probably be like, get back in the house. Like, does Appa beat him or something? I don't know. That would have been good. The thing is, the script lacked conflict for me. Like, there was no exciting energy that I personally look for in scripts. Like, something to grab me or make me, you know, something interesting. It was just blah. No, not even that. It was just blah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, Sakono. Last up, though, of the night is Tuttles.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Where am I? This... Holy hell. What the... My cell phone. Dinosaur? Oh god, what the hell is going on here? Fucking Christ!
Ooh, oh, ah, ha, ha, shoo.
Oh god, thank you. No harm. I bring peace. Hey! Let me go! No, don't hurt me! Help!
Ow. Oh my god. What the fuck? sorry. I was, like, really looking forward to, like, the audio version of this, and it was so good. Okay.
It was so good.
Okay. But I've notes for Turtle. Okay. Rochelle, you're first, I think.
Yeah, Turtle. So I thought the dinosaur reveal should have come a little bit quicker. Like, it seemed really delayed for some reason. The noises were super funny. This was one that I totally expected to be like, what the fuck, when we were listening. And, like, I was like that, but in a good way. Like, I thought it was going to be like... I thought it was going to be what the fuck in a bad way, but it was what the fuck in a good way. I was, like, super impressed. It was really short. I almost would have liked to have more, like, a build up into it. But then, like, I don't know how you would have done that with, like, grunting people. So, like, at the same time, it's, like, the appropriate length. Like, it was weird. I don't know. It was weird, but, like, charming and really pleasant to listen to, and I'm not sure if it's because of the writing or if it was just because, like...
The acting?
Weird.
Well, like, Turtles had this vision. She knew what she wanted when writing.
Yeah. She was very specific about what she wanted.
Yeah, like, she gave all the actors, like, she gave them links and very specific notes on how to do the grunts. So, like... I don't think it's, like, a fluke thing that, like, the acting was so freaking awesome. Yeah. I, like, stopped in the middle of my sentence. I think Turtles did a freaking hilarious job using power, because as a writer, you have powers. You could make the actors do whatever you want. Making you guys, like, grunt and stuff.
I know. I wish I could have been loud in this one, too, because I would have done more, I think.
Okay, the Neanderthals lines, lol. I really liked the angle you took with it. Like, well, in her script, she said she wanted it to be, like, ironic that the cavemen are the ones who kill the guy instead of the dinosaurs.
Yeah, I liked that.
I liked it. I think she could have done a better job of explaining person. That. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like, I really liked that, but I don't think you did a really good job portraying that. I wish it was longer, because, like, just like round one with your Skyrim thing, like, your script, it's you're doing a really bad job of showing off, like, your whole potential, Turtles. But I do know Turtles was confused about the prompt. She was the only one. She was just confused, and she had to, like, scrap her project and rewrite it.
Yeah.
So, that, I feel really bad for that, but, where to put, in the future rounds, you need to, like, make it longer so you could really, like, show off your writing, and it'll
yeah,
be,
yeah, because you have good writing.
And you have good imagination.
Writing.
Your lighting is good.
Yes!
And at first, the acting lines felt weird at first. The cell phone line was super awkward to me. I was just like, what? What?
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That's all I got. Okay, Trignany.
Oh, I feel like it's very distracting in a script to label people modern man or, like, Sukono, adolescent, when you give them a name in the script. If you're
She's
going
like
to call
back on Sukono.
Right? Sukono, I'm screwing you from, like, another...
from the...
If you're going to call him Modern Man, then please be consistent with calling him Modern Man in the actors and special effects notes as well. The Xena cry made me lols. You need to double-check your script as well. I would like to place consistent grunting was assumably meant to be constant grunting, which makes it sexy. I always like that you have notes about what your point is. I feel like this was a very difficult point to get across with limited speech of the other two characters. The cell phone thing was a little strange to write in as a note since you couldn't put an effect for it. Actually, I think if you had made just one dino effect, then you could have had a few other effects that were sorely needed. Also, the scaring with a knife thing confused me. Of course you're going to be scared of a knife if it is stabbing you. Not in the hood, God.
Nani... I like how Nani adds her own things, like the sexy part. I could tell that was Nani.
Yeah.
That was Nani.
Make it. Yeah.
Okay, so that is it. Let's do results. Oh, we're doing a new style, guys. I'll explain it in a bit. Okay. Oh, it's just me and Nani now. Just some
yeah.
weird. Me and Nani. She thinks I have a sexy voice, guys.
Do it, Blackjack.
Oh, yeah. And no. Okay. Bill might be listening, so I don't want to...
Oh, he's making a pizza. It's good.
Oh, making... Well, I'm going to make a pizza in this Skype chat. Okay, I'm going to stop being corny. So we have our list. Surprisingly... Okay, the new system we're doing... It's called Blackjack System. Bam, I'm putting my name on it, because that's how confident I am.
It's not
even, I made it up my entire self. It's actually not even that big a deal. What it is, it's the county fair style like we've always been doing, except when it gets down to the cut, we just, like, kind of really go into the cut and dissect who's getting cut, and we, like, fight for the people until we all 100% agree on the cut, because I think cuts need more attention like that. I'm starting my stand...
Yeah.
Where no cut shall be left behind. No
Do
person
it, Jack.
On VH shall be cut without good reason from the judges. So.
Amen.
Okay. This week, though, we're all agree on who was cut. Let's enough about cuts. Let's talk about the winners, shall we?
Shall who we won, not? Blackjack? Tell them.
The winner, by unanimous decision. Weighing in at a score of a perfect score of 7.77 is Alana.
Dude, congratulations, you sexy bitch.
Congrats, Alana. I'm, like, super impressed, like, at the quality you did for 3 days. Like, I know a lot of these other ones were short, because I did got, remember, I gave you guys the extended time limit, and I'm going to be doing the same next week, but you guys, with the extended time limit, you could add more, tell us more, get us into your story. Oh, yeah, that's what we want, huh, Nani? We want to feel
Blackjack
for
wants to be in your story.
Oh, my gosh. I think you should do results every time with me.
Oh, I will. results and make it nasty.
I need to get back on that show. Okay. So, I don't know how. Okay. second place. Yeah, would you like to say second, Nani?
Wait, who's second?
Second is the person who's second on your list.
Oh, it's Dylan Collins. Dylan Hoobastank Collins.
Good job, Dylan. Dylan does a really good job with comedy things.
Yeah, for real.
I wonder how Dylan would do with serious things.
I know.
Uh-oh. What if he does a serious thing and gets cut next week?
Oh, my God.
Never mind, Dylan. Stick with
I'm, like, spitting on the
company.
Double.
Okay.
Don't
say
that.
Okay. And third is Sasuya.
Sasuya!
Hey, Nani's
go
so
Korea!
Jealous. Oh, she's so jealous of you. Not really.
Who's jealous?
You're jealous.
I'm jealous of her? Why?
Because she's Asian and you're Asian. It's like how I'm jealous of Mega Dizzy and Heaven Incarnate. It's a thing.
Okay. She is more Asian than I am. I think I'm like an eighth non-Asian or something, and that makes me cry. But Sasuya, I'm jealous.
Okay. I'm jealous of you too, Sasuya, because I'm not Asian. So, this is getting weird. Next. Oh.
Big and weird, Blackjack.
That's who's next.
Oh.
Okay. So, why don't you say who's next?
It is Charisse.
Yeah, Charisse. Great script.
Yeah.
Congratulations,
you sexy English bitch.
Charisse does a really good job of horror, like Tregatry said, in deep tones. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, hers is freaking me out, man.
If we should have, like, a horror week. Sure. Ooh. Not. Charisse would win that.
Oh.
It's not October, Nani.
Oh.
Charisse week. next, to be safe, is Janie Gurley. Oh, 7? Oh, 9? I don't remember.
Janie Gurley, 69. 72.
Janie Gurley? No, from now on, she's Janie Gurley, 69.
Make it dirty.
That's easy to remember. Okay. Next, okay, which brings us to our bottom two.
Woo.
Yes, it does. Turtles and Sukuno. Sorry. Oh. Okay, Turtles we felt was a really bad, like, display of her writing, and then Sukuno's we felt was just a confusing display. There wasn't really anything going on in his script. So, Nani, as my guest judge,
yes,
I would like you to cut someone.
Oh my God, what a dick. Oh my God. Okay. So the person who's safe this week.
No. Cuts. Okay, oh, fine. Okay. I'll let you say who's safe.
Well, I could say both, or, you know.
Say who's safe because it's nicer that way.
Okay. the person who is safe is Team Brown Girl Turtles. I'm sorry, Chul Wong.
Sorry, Sukuno. But unfortunately, this week, we debated over this. We did, but now we are certain. I guess that's a good feeling that at least the judges were certain about your cut. You've been good on the show. Thank you for submitting every week, Sukuno. You good way to go, babe pig.
He can take a little road trip out to my house and I'll hug him and, like, make him food or something, like Korean fried chicken.
Uh-huh.
Make him feel better.
It'll make him feel like home.
Right, totally.
Okay, so, next, by the way, this is, we're only down to 6 people now.
Holy crap.
I know. Next round, guys, next round, background music. Oh, shit.
Woo!
No sound effects. Background music is allowed, though. But don't worry. If you make it past next round, it's free for all. Everything's game. Bam. Background music, sound effects. And we're going to have some awesome themes. After next round, we're going to be getting into the Ambi themes, which are the themes that Ambi, like, came to me with and we collabed over, which are really good, like, legit themes from her, like, college, like, script writing class, so.
Holy crap, I'm excited.
But next round is going to be a background music theme. I want you, I will send emails, but I want you to write a scene using background music carefully.
Background music.
Also,
it all
you
has
guys...
to be songs Blackjack sang.
That'd be a fun. That's always the best theme, just like a pop flip.
Blackjack Follies.
Yes. You guys have to provide us with the music because I don't know how Nani felt, but I personally didn't like searching for all the sound effects and stuff. I was like, I want to go to sleep, but I have to search for Jurassic Park T-Rex stomping noises. Okay. I know, all mine were like Jurassic Park rips. Okay, here it is. Okay. So, pick songs you want to use for background music. Write a scene that works with the songs. The scenes have to be holiday-related or inspired. This theme I'm making really vague. This is the first theme where I want you guys to... You could pretty much write about any conflict you want. I don't think we've done that yet. But I want them to be somewhat holiday-based. So you could do Valentine's Day, Easter, Christmas, Halloween, Columbus Day, you know, a holiday.
Ooh, that's really cool.
So that's just kind of to help them with the theme music. So I want to, yeah.
Columbus Day, the holiday. Yeah. Hilarious. Like, you're gonna, like, what are you going to have for background music? Like, Dominic the Christmas Donkey?
You could have that first song from Pocahontas, Virginia Company. That's a good song.
For
that
Columbus
doesn't really make sense. Well, I mean, it's like Pilgrims. Okay.
I don't got it. Oh, anyways.
Is it? I think. Okay.
They're like English people, but they're like, it was like when
Oh, yeah, Columbus was from Spain, huh?
Yeah, he was Italian, wasn't he?
Guys do Columbus Day and you do Virginia Colony, I won't know the difference, so it'll be okay. There will be the same 5 to 7 time limit, 5 to 7 minute. It could go a little over. I don't want anything like 11 or 12 minutes or something.
Yeah,
like.
Alana. No, I'm kidding. That was 9 minutes.
Alana's was fine. Okay, so that's it.
Woo-hoo!